Dancers have come from villages across the YK Delta for this year's Dance Festival. This is the first year it has been held in Bethel, as it has traveled in the past from village to village. It's one of the few times of the year when groups can come together, listen to songs from other villages, some they may have never heard before, and even join in some dance groups. Kathleen Nanning is the Yupik dance teacher at the high school and helped organize the festival.
Sometimes in the fall time, Doug Boyer, our assistant principal, said we're signed up to do the Yurak Festival this year. So I started thinking about all the activities we could do for our whole school during the festival.
Let's start with the name.
It's LKSD Dance Festival, but when I posted on Facebook about a dance festival, people were asking me what kind of dance. So I like to say Yurak Festival.
Each group from each village school gets two dances the first day, Thursday, three dances the second day, Friday, and four dances the third day, Saturday. There's a dinner break that day with traditional food, then the dances begin again. Singing now are the Athmatluk dancers, clothed in black and camouflage kusbuks. Twenty dancers with eight drummers behind them are lined up on the gymnasium floor. As dancers and drummers occasionally join in one by one, some staying for several verses before returning to their seats. Others stay for the remainder of the song.
What I like about this festival is it's all about our culture. There's no crafts being sold in the lobby. It's more traditional than any other festival I know. It's all Yupik culture activities.
This is what separates it from Chamay. It's all Yupik culture focused. Instead of selling crafts, students did beading, doll making, fishnet making, trap making, and kusbuk making. Local students like Max Ngayuk and Devin Tanutmuk appreciate that focus.
This is what I love. It's part of our life. And when people watch Yurak, it just let all that stress and all that bad feeling go away, and a feeling comes in, like a really great feeling.
Max is the lead singer for the Kuskokwim Learning Academy dance group, who are up next after the Akyuk dancers.
I just hope it gets passed on to our the next generation.
Biggest hope for me is just to see the way of Yurak and the way how dance Yurak supposed to be will be passed down to the future generation, just so they can carry on the legacy of the Yurak, the way of life.
Instructor Kathleen Nanning hopes something like it can become a regular part of the school year in Bethel.
I really hope that our school gets to do this every year, once a year. Even if we don't have all the schools coming to gather at our school to dance, I really hope that our students at BRHS get to do cultural activities during the day for at least 2 days a year.
For KYUK, I'm Christine Trudeau.